You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
With spring training sort of coming to a close, the Rangers still have some questions to answer about their rotation. Let's find out from T.R. Sullivan if they're any closer to making any decisions. I'm Allison Footer. T.R., there seems to be some questions that have been answered. A.J. Griffin has looked really good. His last outing, he looked really strong against the Indians in San Antonio. So I guess in that respect, is he pretty much a lock at this point to grab one of those rotation spots?
I think he's the leader in the clubhouse, but the thing is the competition's getting tougher. Spring training's going on because Eddie Gamboa, the knuckleballer they picked up this winter, he's looked really good. Dylan G's pitched well. And then we go over to San Diego on a Monday night, and Nick Martinez was outstanding for five innings. He kind of pitched himself back into the competition. So it looks like there's about five guys. Michael Hochschild is still in it, and so is, as you say, A.J. Griffin. So they got five guys fighting for two spots. And right now, everybody's pitching well. It's not like in past years when they were begging for somebody to win the job. This year, they got five guys who made a legitimate claim to the job, and everybody's got at least one or two more starts. So, again, this thing could go right down to the end of spring training.
Yeah, it's interesting, and often it comes down to, like, you know, can they send a guy to the minors? Can a guy pass through waivers? And there's all kinds of, like, contractual things, too. But just looking at it from just a general standpoint, I mean, it's got to be nice for the Rangers to have some guys that are actually showing that they might be deserving. Dylan G was another potential starter that made an appearance in San Antonio. And he pitched really well for three innings, and he ran into a wall in the fourth, and he admitted that he ran out of gas, which I thought was interesting. Should he be not getting gas at this point, or is that something that's of concern? I know that he's been coming back from some injury issues too, so is that just kind of part of it?
Well, that's part of it. You know, it's been a few years since he pitched a full season, so I'm sure there's some fatigue there. He did have shoulder surgery in the offseason. That's got to be a factor too. You know, this is a guy who can pitch out of the bullpen if they have to. He's a guy who can go to the minors and pitch down there and just be depth in case something happens. He's got a little bit of versatility, but I think they're still looking at him as one of the candidates for the rotation. He's got an out on March 29th that he could take his free agency if he's not on the opening day roster. So that's one of those contractual things that you mentioned. The other one being Mike Hochschild being the Rule 5 guy. Obviously, they have to make a decision on that or offer back to the Astros. So those are the two big contractual things that you were speaking of a few moments ago.
Tyson Ross, and of course, they're not counting on him being ready for opening day, which is why there's so much competition for this rotation. But he seems to be ramping things up, seems to be on a good schedule, getting a little bit more intense in terms of spring training. So where is he?
Yeah, Allison, I talked to a scout about that yesterday. He said he watched Tyson throw in the bullpen, and he looks great. I mean, he looks fabulous. So they think he'll start throwing to hitters at the end of the week and maybe start going to a rehab assignment beginning of April. But he's coming along very well.
Starting to get a little more optimistic about these Texas Rangers as we're talking. An unfortunate note, Chichi Gonzalez, who not necessarily like a front runner in the mix to win a job, but still shut down a partial tear in his UCL. He's out at least 3 months. So that kind of came as a blow, it seemed, to the to everybody, really, a little bit unexpected. So that's a pretty unfortunate thing just as you look down the line for the future of the Rangers, I would think.
Yeah, that's a tough one. This is a guy who was a number one draft pick. He did a lot of work this offseason, kind of reinvented himself as a pitcher this year. He was really working hard on his off-speed stuff to go with that sinker, and he was looking really good in camp. And he really started off fast, and people were starting to get excited about it. And now it's going to be two or three months before he's ready to pitch again.
Well, that's a bummer. Okay, and let's just end this on an interesting little side note on Yu Darvish, who is a free agent after this year. So, of course, you're going to see the little innuendos, little things written about possible contract extension. Nobody's committing to anything. Nobody's getting too excited about it, but it is starting to be talked about. But, I mean, a guy like him, I mean, I guess, this is going to be a huge year for him. But I guess sort of how he starts off might dictate maybe where this is going to go, but clearly the Rangers have an interest in retaining him.
Clearly, the Rangers would love to have him back, but they also want to make sure he's healthy. I mean, he's had a lot of he's had a lot of physical issues. You know, obviously the Tommy John thing, but there's been other things too. So they want to make sure this guy's fully healthy and ready to go. So I think, yeah, it might go into the regular season a little bit, just so the Rangers are assured that they're going to get what they paid for. I know they've talked a little bit. I know they've batted some things around. I don't think it's gotten serious yet. I think the Rangers are still wanting to see a little more proof that this guy's going to be around for a few more years.
Yeah. Boy, that's going to be an interesting season for him, too. Okay. All right, TR, thank you so much. Good information. Talk to you next time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.